Let's head to Bridgeport, where we might have a problem on our hands. So months after Bridgeport voters supported charter reforms, really focusing on ethics policies and oversight, apparently those changes that are needed may not get the funding that voters wanted. Sounds like a real problem, especially, dare I say, ahead of another election coming up in November. And so joining me to talk a little bit more about this, help me to understand this, is John Hosier, who has been on the show before, vice chair of the 13-member bipartisan Charter Revision Commission. And John, you came on a lot as we were kind of working our way up to last November, knowing that voters were going to be deciding whether or not to go forward with this. And overwhelmingly, Bridgeport residents said, yes, we need ethics policies. We need things to be better. That's the best way I could put it. What's exactly going on? What's happening?
Well, as you said, overwhelmingly in November, the voters voted to have ethics number one priority. It appears, in what I've heard through the grapevine, is that the council, where the money is appropriated, is going to underfund the Ethics Commission. It's basically going to be like a fair rent commission. It'd have a paper tiger. And that just cannot happen. The voters spoke, and this is what they want. And we need to give it a chance, because this is a first and only in the state of Connecticut, a director in an office to help out the Ethics Commission.
Okay, so I want to, when you say underfunded, I want to make sure people understand what we're even funding. So go for it. I was going to say part of this is that you would need a new director, right? Or you would need.
Yes. What Galen Murray, councilman from the 130th, did a wonderful job working with civil service to come up with an outline of what we need as a director. And the cost is between $120,000 to $180,000. So rumor has it that the council is looking to fund that position. It may be $60,000, but if you want the best, you need to fund it as a professional position. And that's what we're looking to do.
And I feel like Bridgeport's earned that title of needing the best of the best when it comes to ethics.
We need to get rid of the soft corruption, and having somebody sitting in that office on a daily basis, I think, is going to move in the right direction. We might get a pushback saying, well, we have to fund education more, we have to fund that more. And that's absolutely true. Education needs to be funded, but so does ethics. For around $180,000 in a $622 million budget, that's a drop in the bucket to move in the right direction.
Couple things. I have a couple problems with this, John. So first thing is, if we weren't going to fund it fully, why even give voters that option? Why even do that? Because that alone just proves the fact that we've got an ethics problem in Bridgeport. Why in the world would we offer to voters that we are going to toughen things up, we're going to bolster our ethics, we're going to make sure that we have better oversight? Why would we even offer it if we weren't going to fund it properly?
Well, that's the difference between people that are politicians and people that want to represent the city of Bridgeport. The politicians are going to support or not support an ethics office. The representatives of the city of Bridgeport, the ones that care about the people in the city of Bridgeport, are going to do what the people ask. Bottom line.
Okay, so that's my first question. My second question regarding this is, so we need to fill this position. It's what, July is when you need it?
We are so much up against the wall. On Thursday, the council and miscellaneous is going to be hopefully approving three new commissioners, three women that are very dynamic. We're also pulling in three members from the old commission. They're going to serve. So we're going to have six members. Right now, we do not have a commission at all. Now, hopefully that'll go through on Thursday at miscellaneous. It's still not going before the council until the 18th. But the Budget and Appropriations Committee is meeting on Saturday, all right, regarding the budget. And our commissioners need to be there to push forward the money that's needed. And then the budget itself is going to be voted on Monday. So we're talking funding a brand new position We're literally up against the wall.
Well, isn't that great that the state of Connecticut decided to dump almost probably one of the highest amount of money into Bridgeport in their state budget? That's pretty great, right? I mean, you brought up education, right? Okay, so they're dumping $15 million on top of all the other money that's going. And I'm not saying that Bridgeport doesn't have a deficit. I'm very aware of that. I'm in constant talks with Dr. Avery and his team. I'm very aware of that. But if we're going to shortchange ethics in Bridgeport for money, Bridgeport just got handed $25 million by the state.
Well, they can take $200,000 of that and put it in ethics. That's extremely easy enough. Even if they do a placeholder on this position, it's the voters spoke and they overwhelmingly spoke. It's time to put your money where your mouth is. And it's their money. They spoke.
Well, and so, again, so we're talking about putting less money forward to find this director who, again, I want to just outline for people the significance of this. So a paid director will update Bridgeport's ethics code and help carry out its advisory and investigative duties. This is surrounding ethics. I would imagine that includes elections.
Mm-hmm, yes. If any complaints are brought forward, it would include elections, and then proper authorities would be contacted, so on and so forth. It's really an attempt to get rid of the soft corruption that exists in the city.
Yeah, John, if you ask any town or city besides Bridgeport in Connecticut, and this is an educated guess on my part, they're going to say no brainer. You invest in an ethics council, if you will, or an actual director who, by the way, has no ties to Bridgeport would be ideal. Somebody who has no ties to a past or even present administration. I mean, to me, you pay top dollar to have Bridgeport get cleaned up. I don't know who that person is, and you couldn't pay me to do the job. But let me tell you, there's somebody out here who could do the job, I would think, if you pay them the right amount of money. And if we're not going to prioritize Bridgeport elections and we're not going to prioritize the ethics that is so needed, voters said we need it.
Overwhelmingly. I'd rather pay $200,000 for an office than to have to pay the thousands and thousands of dollars to fight the corruption that happens in the city of Bridgeport and the lawsuits that happen. $200,000, again, is a drop in the bucket for us to be headed in the right direction to get us there.
Question, actually, John, as you just say that out loud, I'm just thinking, so when in 2023, when a judge reordered the primary and the general election for the mayoral race, that costs money, yeah?
Yes, it did. I think it cost $50,000 for that day, each day.
Got it.
I think that was the cost. So
got it.
It's a lot cheaper to fund
to get it right the first time. Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
it makes a lot of sense. We're chatting with John Hozier, who is the vice chair of the 13-member bipartisan Charter Revision Commission. And when did it become clear, John, that there was a chance that the amount of money needed to fill this position of a director for the ethics committee? I mean, first of all, I want to make sure that I'm giving the title correctly. This is the director of what? Just so people know.
Municipal Office of Ethics.
Okay. So have we even established? We haven't, right? What that Municipal Office of Ethics, who's going to fill those roles? Like, how much work since this got approval during the last election, how much, if anything, has been put into place?
The only work that I've seen done regarding it was done by Councilman Murray in putting together how the selection process should be. Ultimately, the Ethics Commission is going to choose the individual, as it should be, and the job description that's been searched nationwide. That's the only individual that has put any effort into this inside government. And they've known about this ethics commission since what? The day after it was overwhelmingly approved by the voters?
Yep, last November. No
movement. And you can tell that no movement because now to get the money funded to it, commissioners are going to be hopefully accepted on Thursday. They have to meet with the Budget and Appropriations Committee on Saturday for a budget that gets passed on Monday. Now, I don't think some members on that council have the guts to fund that office.
I think that's very telling. Here's the thing is, I think that's very telling. If they're not willing to fund something that, by the way, their constituents voted for, that's very telling. And it also would tell voters where their leaders are at.
Yeah, does it? You just elect me because I'm not going to do what you asked me to do. Just elect me. I appreciate
that.
Well,
we don't care about clean elections. That's how I would look at it. That, and it doesn't matter that you voted for this. I mean, that's kind of the aftermath question, John. So say we get to Monday and it doesn't pass. We don't get the passage we need, the money that is needed to hire the right person to actually clean up Bridgeport. So what does that mean?
Well, Melissa, let's hope that doesn't happen.
I would love
for that. If it does, I'm sure we will get together a full contingent of individuals to storm that council and tell them you fund this position. You need to fund it to where it needs to be funded. Do not look away from it. That's the bottom line. We have actually two chances on Saturday when the commissioners go before budget appropriations. We'll see what they recommend for budgeting. On Monday, when it goes before the full council, if we don't have what we need, the $180,000, give or take, then that whole council chamber, and I'm making a call, the whole council chamber needs to be filled to tell them, fund the position, fund the office, make ethics work.
Did we know, John, that we needed $180,000 for this? How long has that been public knowledge?
That's through the work of Galen and the civil service personnel. That's where the bottom line is between 120 and 160 for somebody that we need of that caliber. That's been done by our civil service.
Okay, so Councilman Murray made that projection.
That was put together about with Eric Motto from Civil Service. That was put before the Budget Appropriations Committee 2 weeks ago by Galen. And then Galen was chastised for doing something like that. One council member is like, I've never seen somebody do something like this in my 7 years. Well, guess what? Times have changed and it's time to do your job. Bottom line. He took the initiative. The initiative was needed. Because nothing going before budget and appropriations if he didn't do some of that work. And I think somewhat that's the way they wanted it. Nothing going before budget and appropriations so that we couldn't defend what we need.
So ultimately, and I know you said that we have, the clock is for sure ticking. Are there any opportunities, John, for the public to be there? Do you know if there's any kind of, I don't want to say public hearing, but can the public show up to any of these meetings?
Yeah, absolutely. Saturday, I think it's going to be at City Hall. I don't know what time. I think it probably starts at 9 o'clock. Budget Appropriations is going to meet. That's when we're going to be asking for the money through the commissioners. And then on Monday, the public can come to City Hall for the council meeting when they approve the budget. And they can make their voices heard on both days.
Well, John, I want to thank
you. Everything's open to the public.
Okay, perfect. Well, John, I want to thank you so much for having the conversation, alerting the public about this. And we are definitely going to follow this very closely. Thank you so much for your time on WICC.
Melissa, thank you so much.